One of the church fathers that I like by the name of Saint Augustine, he said at one time, when the Bible speaks, God speaks. When the Bible speaks, God speaks. And I think this quotation reflects what Christians believe about the Bible. That the Bible is the very word of God. And that's why we believe that the highest authority in Christianity is the word of God. What we believe, what we teach, and what we practice is the Bible. And we believe that God clearly communicated everything he intended for us to know in his holy scripture, in the 66 books of the Bible. And Apostle Paul told us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, that all scripture is inspired by God. And the most important thing I believe that the scripture told us is about who God is and how can sinners throughout this world can have a right relationship with him. In another word, the Bible clearly communicated and provided us how can a sinner have salvation in him through Jesus Christ. The Bible is so clear about this from Genesis to Revelation. It's so clear that you cannot miss it. As a preacher that I like, he once said, a lot of things the Bible is not hard to understand. It is hard to swallow because it's so clear. But so many people neglect, reject, and don't believe in what the Bible says. And the consequence of rejecting and disobeying what the Bible says about salvation, it's very serious. It's internal damnation in hell. It's pretty serious. So today I want to spend the time that I have looking at a passage of scripture that reminds us how important scripture is for salvation. The reason I use the word remind because it's something that you know, it's something that I know, but we cannot never be reminded too often. And I want us to look at a portion of scripture. So turn to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. My focus this morning will be from verse 27 to 31. 27 to 31. As we know, this portion of scripture are from a famous parable that Jesus told. The title of the parable is The Rich Man and Lazarus. Before we read it, I want to give you a little background because we're not going to read the whole parable. It's about a rich man who lived a wealthy life on earth, and he died, and he went straight to hell. And also, there's another man named Lazarus. He's poor, and when he died, he went to heaven. And after that, there's a conversation going on between the rich man and the character named Abraham, which can represent God or Jesus Christ. And from this conversation that I want to draw our attention, look at verse 27. 27, he say, talking about the rich man, then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers in order that he may warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment. But Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. But he said, no, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. Verse 31. But he said to him, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophet, they will not be persuaded even if someone rises from the dead. So from this passage, I want to bring a message entitled, The Sufficiency of Scripture in Salvation. The Sufficiency of Scripture in Salvation. In this parable, and from 27 to 31, there are many lessons we can draw from this parable, but I don't have time to go through all of that. But I want us to look at two very important things that we can learn from these verses about the Scripture, the sufficiency of the Scripture. The first thing I want you to look at is the fact that the Scripture is sufficient for salvation. The Scripture is sufficient for salvation. What I mean by that is that the Scripture contains all that someone needs to know to be saved. Do you believe that? I believe that. Now, look with me at 27 to 28. We heard early on the parable that when the rich man died, he went to hell, and then he asked for some water. Now, his answer was no answer. Now, we come to another prayer, another request. When we come to this, to 27, he say, I beg you, Father, that you send him, Lazarus, to my father's house, for I have five brothers, in order that he may warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment. He realized that the place he's in is hell, is horrible. So what he wants to do is that he wants Abraham to send the poor man, Lazarus, to his brother to warn them so that they will not end up where he is. Now we know the answer. His request is not answered. And Matthew Henry reminds us here, very interesting, that no prayer request will be answered in hell. No prayer request will be answered in hell. And this is true to the rich man. He already asked for some water. It's not answered. And he asked for Lazarus to go to his home. And we know from the answer that it's not happened. Now the rich man realized that the place he's in is horrible. But he learned that lesson a little too late, isn't it? He learned that too late. With Jesse Ryan, he once said that hell is nothing more than truth known too late. Nothing more than truth known too late. So he requests that his brother will come to him and they will learn about God and won't come to his place. Now listen to what Abraham said to the rich man. He said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Now what he says is that your family have everything they need to know to not end up at the same place as you are right now. They have the Scripture. They have the Moses and the prophet. Now we know that the Moses and the prophet refer to the Old Testament. You know, the first five books of the Old Testament we believe is wrote by Moses, and the prophet referred to the rest of the Scripture. Now, from this text, we see that Abraham, which represents Christ or God, affirmed that the Scripture contains everything that sinners need to know, the way of salvation. Moses and the prophet, they have it. The Bible talk about it. And after that, Abraham say in his parable four very important words. He say, let them hear them. Hear what? Hear the Scripture. Read the Scripture. He said that let them listen to the Bible. Let them read the Bible. Let them study the Bible, because Moses and the prophet will be enough for someone to know how to be saved. Now, when we read, I wish I have time to go through the book and show you how even the Old Testament show the way of salvation in Christ. When Peter started preaching in Acts, the first book he quoted is from Joel chapter 2, and he preached Christ from there. And even the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy and Numbers talking about love God with all your heart and your soul and your mind. The scripture talking about that. But I believe the rich man, like many people today, reject and deny what the Bible say. So Abraham told the rich man, they have Moses and the prophet. Let them listen to them. Are we listening to Moses and the prophet today? Are we listening to the apostle, the gospel, and all the books in the Old Testament? Because it's sufficient to show the way of salvation. And there's many encouraging words and many applications we can draw from this truth. I want to give you a couple of them that might encourage you, which already encouraged me in several ways. I think it encourages us that to hold on to the Bible as the fountain for the knowledge of salvation. The scripture has what we need to know for the plan of salvation. In fact, there's no other books. I personally love books, but it just only explains the scripture. Only the Bible tells us how to be saved. And when we read the Bible, even Apostle Paul talked about it, referred to the Old Testament. I want you to look at one passage real fast in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. We all know verse 16, but verse 15 leading up to it, Paul told the young Timothy, he said, And that from childhood you have known the sacred writing, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to what? Lead to salvation through faith, which is in Jesus. And when we find the word scripture or sacred writing in the New Testament, you know that back then they don't have the full 66 books. So we refer to the Old Testament. Another passage that I wanted to show you is in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. They're talking about this. Chapter 1, verse 21. It said that, from sin in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know him. God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preach to save those who believe. So this Moses and the prophet remind us that the scripture is the only fountain for the knowledge of salvation. I think another thing it encourages us that remind us that when we share the gospel, when we preach, people need to hear and know the scripture to clearly understand the way of salvation. People need to hear. People need to understand the scripture to fully understand the plan of salvation. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, we know that it says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing what? The word of Christ. You know, sometimes people claim that they come to Christ, salvation, and when you listen to the whole testimony, they mention nothing about the word of God and how they understand the plan of salvation. And how is that possible? Because only the Bible tells us how you can be saved, how you're sinners, how you can be forgiven. In my ministry, I talked to several people, and I remember one particular lady. She called me a few months ago, and she told me with tears that her daughter became Christian not long ago. So I asked her, please tell me what happened, how that happened. And she said that her daughter doing some online business and making some money, and one day something happened and she lost a lot of money. And so she called her mom to come to see her, and she said that she just started crying and how sad she was that she lost all the money, and at that point she became Christian. And now I listen to her and say, whoa, there's a lot of things going on here. So a lot of people might be like, did some event happen? Something happened and they say they become Christian, but how do you know? What did the Bible say? How do you know that your sin is forgiven? Do you repent of your sin? And all of this, Only the Bible tells us how this happened. So I think this really encourages us to, when we share the gospel, to explain the scripture, to read to them, because only the Bible explains what it says. When I first come to your country, I read a little book, and I come to a catching phrase. It says like this. You might heard this before. It said that, preach all the times, use words if necessary. Now, then my English is not very good, and I thought, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. And so I used that as my life code for a few months. And then as God teach me the Bible and realized that, you know, my life cannot preach the gospel. I mean, I know what the code says. It said that live out the gospel, live a good life, a good example, which we need it. But your life without words can't explain the scripture. Do you agree that? So it's good that you live out the gospel. Please do it. We need to do it. But beyond that, you have to open your mouth and explain the scripture to people, because only the scripture show how to be saved. And your life, whether you go to mission field, you die because you love God, and if you don't open your mouth, open the Bible and share the gospel, useless. Useless. And another encouragement I think we gain from this is that scripture is our ultimate hope for teaching and sharing the gospel, because only scripture is sufficient to show the plan of salvation. We know from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, that the word of God is what? Living. It's active, and it can change people's hearts. So this reminds us that when we share the gospel, we will have to point people to the scripture. I know that your church is passionate about sharing the gospel, and we do that in Thailand also. And when we share the gospel, you know, we have good illustration, good reasoning, but those things won't save people. Only the scripture does. So when we share the gospel, open the Bible. Read the scripture to them. Your reading of scripture for 1 second may be better than your 30-minute talk, try to explain it. It has power. And let me remind you this, you know this. Our logic and reasoning might challenge the mind, but does not and cannot change the heart. Only God's word can do that. Do you hear that? So, share the scripture as you're sharing your faith. So today we have Moses and the prophet, the gospel, the epistle. So the scripture is sufficient to lead people to salvation. And now today we have more than what a lot of people in the Old Testament have. We have the full counsel of the Word of God. So that's the first thing I want to encourage you, that the Word of God is sufficient for salvation. Let's move on to the second thing. The second thing I want you to see is that the Scripture is the supreme revelation for salvation. The Scripture is the supreme revelation for Scripture, for salvation. So not only that the Scripture is sufficient for salvation, but it's the highest and the final revelation for salvation. So let's look at here the text again. After Abraham told the rich man that, let your family listen to Moses and the prophet. Verse 30, what does the rich man say? He say, no, Father Abraham. But if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. Do you hear that? Did the rich man agree and believe what Abraham told him? No. He fought back to Abraham. He think that he know better than him. He tried to give Abraham a little lesson here. Now you think about this. A man from hell tried to give a lesson to a man in heaven. I think that's very irony. It won't work. It doesn't make sense. So actually, some way it reflects a lot of the Pharisees in this time in the Bible, and maybe today, that I know better than God. I know better than God. Now listen to what Abraham said, verse 31. He said, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophet, they will not be persuaded even if someone rises from the dead. Now the rich man here, he say, no. I know the scripture is the word of God, but they're not going to believe it. Now this show that I think one of many things that people reject the word of God and don't believe in God, they probably continue to be that way even in hell. I thought that was interesting. I mean, he had the same thought even in hell. I mean, if it were me, I'd probably repent and do everything I can for me to get out from that place. But that's what he said. He said that, no, it's not going to be enough. The rich man said that in one word. The scripture is not enough. The scripture is not going to persuade my family to come to Christ. My family will not believe that. Many of you might think that way. Or maybe you might have some friends that believe that. So what is the rich man's advice to Abraham? Send a dead man to tell my family and they will believe. Matthew Henry is very interesting. He said that foolish men tend to think that any way of conviction is better than that which God has chosen and appointed. Isn't there a lot of people today? They think that they're smart, they got everything figured out, so they don't care what the word of God says. I think my way is better and the scripture said that, but I think I know better than the scripture. That's how a lot of people attitude, especially in the mission field that I'm serving in. So he denied the sufficiency of scripture, and he denied that the scripture is the supreme revelation. So like many people today who long for other kind of special revelation. So he doesn't think the scripture alone is enough. He doesn't think it's the highest revelation. So Abraham told him, listen to this. If they do not listen to Moses and the prophet, they will not be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead. In other words, even if people reject the word of God, even the greatest miracle has no meaning for them. If they reject the word of God, even the highest miracle won't persuade people. Guess what? Jesus rose from the dead. And nobody believed it. And he said everything about that. And so if someone believes in miracles or any sort of experience but reject the scripture, that person's faith is questionable. You know, some people say, oh, I come to Christ because I saw this and that miracle. But really? How do you know the scripture? How do you know what the scripture said about it? So even the miracle, apart from the scripture, I mean, they do nothing. So person faith connecting with what the scripture say, not the miracle. So and oftentimes when someone is not believing, a lot of times it's not because the lack of truth or evidence. It's just the rebellion of the human heart, the rejection of the truth. I think John MacArthur said it very well. He said that the rich man is parable. The rich man end up in hell not because he lacked information, but because he ignored the message he had received from the word of God. So people who go to hell, people who don't believe, not because there's no enough information about the scripture, God, and the Bible, but they just reject the truth, the rebellions of heart. So a lot of times what people need is not more information, more evidence, but they need a new heart, a new eyes, a new mind, and that's only God can do through his word, and his word is sufficient. So what the rich man said about sending Lazarus back to his family, it reminds us a lot about Christian today in many, many countries, including mine. You know, people are crazy about dream, vision, and revelation, and so on. And the matter of the fact, a lot of cult today, it became from those kind of revelation and special, whatever they call. So by doing that, a lot of people seeking special revelation and all of that, and by doing that, they deny that Scripture is the supreme revelation for salvation. A lot of people today, even Christian, they're more exciting about those kind of revelation than the Word of God. That's where it's at. Is that you this morning? I hope not. I hope your joy and you walking from the Lord is based on the Scripture, not any kind of special revelation that going on throughout this world that people claim. So the Scripture is the supreme revelation for salvation. So as we see 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, all Scripture is inspired by God. So we don't need a dead man to come back from heaven or whatever that is and to come tell us about how to be saved, who is God, what is heaven is like, and so on. Because what? We have the Bible. The Bible tells us everything. Do you think the dead man can do better than the Scripture? I don't think so. I don't think so. The Scripture is the Word of God. So, one of the pastors encouraged me. I thought it's kind of funny, but it's true. He said that when people come with you with new revelation, ask him, what chapter is he in? What verse? What book? Because everything that we teach and preach have to come from what? From the Scripture, from the Word of God. And I want to read you a quote by Martin Luther. This is what he said. He said, I have asked God to send me neither dreams nor vision nor angels, but to give me the right understanding of His Word, the Holy Scripture. For as long as I have God's Word, I know that I am walking in His way and that I shall not fall into any error or delusion. We have Scripture. So when people come to us with all kind of teaching, be like the people in Berea. You know, Apostle Paul teach? He's pretty good. And people go back and open the Scripture. So we should do with everybody else, including me, when you go back this morning. So remember that the Scripture is not only sufficient, but the supreme revelation for salvation. So my encouragement for you this morning, that if you're a believer, have a high view of Scripture. Don't hold anything above the Word of God, because that's the supreme revelation. Believe that it's sufficient as we teach, as we preach, as we share the gospel to people. Point people to the Scripture in everything we do. Read it, study it, share it, and pray it, and sing it. Everything we do to the Scripture. But for non-believer, if some of you are here, you can only know God and have relationship with Him only through His Word. Apart from His Holy Scripture, you cannot have a true and biblical knowledge of salvation. This is what John MacArthur said one time. Heaven is for those who believe in what the Bible says, and hell is for those who reject the message of the Bible. Are you rejecting the message of the Bible? Are you rejecting Jesus Christ when He say, repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? You might have a question, what might you do to be saved? And the Bible is very clear. Repent of your sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you're here, like one of the rich men, rejecting the Bible, I plead with you to repent of your sin, trust in what the Bible says, because only the Scripture can tell you how you can be saved. And it's very clear, Jesus said, He is the only way. So run to Him. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Holy Scripture that shows us that it's sufficient, it's supreme above all kind of revelation. I pray that You will help us to hold tight to Your Word as we share, as we preach. And I pray for people throughout this world, in this city, in different countries, that they will listen to Your Word and believe in Your Word. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.